Welcome to my podcast. This is Sunday, the 18th of February. Thanks for listening. This is Sunday, the 18th. It's snowing outside. It's cold. And we're going to talk about Whiteface Mountain today. Yeah. So all of you skiers out there that are interested in Whiteface Mountain, I'm going to do a series on it. And here's the idea. The idea is that we all love Whiteface Mountain. I think a lot of us think it's the best skiing in the East. Actually, I do. Geez, we've got 3,200 feet of vertical skiing. We've got expert slopes. We have narrow trails. We have intermediate trails. We have wide trails. We've got something for everyone. We even have the kids' campus now with its own lift system. Great snowmaking, great grooming, and a brand new mid-station lodge and a renovated lodge down below and a new lodge over for the kids' campus. I mean, a lot of good stuff at Whiteface Mountain. But I think that it's good to create communication among skiers to talk about ways in which we think we can make Whiteface Mountain even better than it already is. As I said before, I believe it is the best skiing in the East. I've skied all over the country, and I've been skiing almost exclusively at Whiteface Mountain since the mid to late 1970s. When I came up from New York City and started skiing up here. Previously, I was skiing almost all the time in Vermont. I used to love Vermont. Vermont's gorgeous and beautiful. Sugarbush, Killington, Stowe, these are great areas. Mount Snow that in the south and Stratton Mountain. These are all great areas in Vermont. And Vermont, of course, is iconic countryside for skiers and summer vacationers. It's an absolutely beautiful state. But I fell in love with the Adirondacks when I first came up here, and I'll tell you the story. At the time, I was a professor. I was working at New York Institute of Technology, and one of my colleagues there was talking to my wife and suggested that we use his house because my wife said, I'm married to a ski nut, which I admit I'm guilty of being a ski nut. And he said, bring him up to Lake Placid and let him take a look at what we've got up there. This is approximately 1975, I would say. So sure enough, we went up there, and the next day we bought property. We were just so excited about the area and the spectacular views of Whiteface Mountain, particularly as you come up the hill from Jay, and you're at the top of the hill by Paleface. And you look out over the valley extending to Wilmington and towards Whiteface Mountain, the view is absolutely stunning, spectacular. It made me feel like I was in Austria or out west someplace. It was so beautiful. And so that's 1975. I started skiing at Whiteface in the 1970s and have never left ever since. I never get bored of the mountain. I love skiing there. So I am definitely one of those that loves Whiteface Mountain, as I'm sure you all do too. However, the best can get even better. And that's what this podcast is about. I've watched the area grow and blossom. I've seen massive improvements take place. I can tell you in the 1970s, it was ice face. And I can remember seasons where up on Mountain Run, you could look through the ice and see the grass and stones underneath. It was just clear ice. With maybe a dusting of snow on top of it, and you're expected to ski on that. At any rate, the grooming improved, the snowmaking improved. Of course, the 1980 Olympics had a very, very positive effect on the area because it brought a lot of money into renovating the venues to make it suitable for a world-class event. The Olympics, Winter Olympics, had been at Whiteface previously in the 1930s. Back then, in the February of, I guess it was 1932, there was no snow for the skiing events on Whiteface Mountain. So what I'm told is that they had to go into the woods with trucks and hand shovel snow into the trucks and then drive the trucks up onto the trail and then take the snow out and put it on the trail so that they could have their competitions. We've come a long ways since those days. Snowmaking started improving and steadily the money came in and the trail management improved. And recently we've been fortunate enough to have the university games at Whiteface. This is a world event for young competitors that are in college. They came to Lake Placid to compete in a number of different venues, but most importantly, of course, at Whiteface Mountain. And prior to that, New York State invested literally hundreds of millions of dollars in the venues here at Whiteface Mountain. And there is talk about trying to bring the Winter Olympics back to Lake Placid at some point in the future. I believe Governor Hochul is interested in doing that. So that means that there will be continued development of our resort. And of course, the vacationers that come to Lake Placid absolutely love Whiteface Mountain. I can tell you right now, it's a President's Day weekend here in Lake Placid, and our community is jammed, filled with vacationists and largely ski tourists. The shopping centers are full, the parking lots are full, the restaurants are full, and the mountain is full. So there's a lot of happy campers here. I should say happy skiers. There are a lot of happy skiers here because of the conditions that we've had. And I can just boast about those conditions. Last week we got dumped. We had snow, and I had over the ankle snow depth on Wednesday morning skiing up on Skyward. It was absolutely fantastic. And then on Thursday, we had one of those bluebird days where there was no wind, and we just had perfectly groomed conditions. My typical way of approaching the mountain is I get on the gondola at 8:30 in the morning, and I go up to the very top of the small peak. I ski down, usually on Essex, and then come down Victoria, and then go down Upper Valley to Lower Valley Run down to the main chair. And then get on the main chair and try to get up to the top of the chair before 9 o'clock, because I want to get on the first chair at F, which is chair six that goes to the very tippy top of the mountain. And folks, those of you that don't know Whiteface Mountain and why we say it's such a great mountain, the top of the mountain is almost 5,000 feet and the skiing goes up to just under 4,500 feet above sea level. So that far and away puts us above any other resort in the East in terms of actual elevation, as well as vertical drop. And of course, that elevation is very good for keeping the upper trails at least nice and cold, so they get more snow and they hold the snow longer into the season because of the elevation and the direction in which they face. I would go up on Chair F, as I said just a moment ago. That used to be called Chair 6, by the way. I'd get up on Chair 6 or F and ski down and then just do three or four runs on that and then hop over to Mountain Run and put a few of those under, and then I'd go home for breakfast and business. I go to work at around 11, 12 o'clock, and so I usually leave the mountain by 10:30 every morning. That's my routine. Other people come in later and they ski late into the afternoon, what have you. But whenever you go, Whiteface Mountain really offers a lot to serious skiers. Now, the caution here is I don't want to scare people away that are beginner skiers, because boy, oh boy, do we have a lot of good stuff for beginners and intermediates. The entire kids campus has been renovated with lots of snowmaking and two special lifts. They even have this magic carpet ride for little kids that are learning how to ski. So they put their skis on and then their parents sort of slide them up onto this tube that has a carpet that moves inside of it. And they don't even have to move their feet. It just takes them right up to the lift. And for adults that want to get onto the lift and are not so sure about how to do it, they have a little tiny carpet ride as well that you just get your skis on and then it starts moving forward and the chairlift catches up and back of you. And you just sit and you have a real easy, gentle ride up to the top. And the top is just the most gentle, gentle, forgiving slope you can imagine, with plenty of snowmaking and grooming. So anyone that tells you that Whiteface is just for serious skiers, that is not true. We have plenty for everyone, for kids, for older people, for seniors like myself. I'm 79, and I got plenty of stuff on this mountain that I like to ski. The kids love it. The beginners love it. The intermediates love it. Everyone likes Whiteface. So with that, I'm just going to say that we're going to have people on here talking about their experiences about skiing at our beautiful mountain. I have invited the CEO of Orta. We have a new CEO of Orta. Whiteface is managed by the Olympic Regional Development Authority, which is a state agency, actually, or I should say a quasi-independent state agency that runs the Olympic venues in Lake Placid, and at Gore Mountain and at Bel Air down in the Catskills. They're responsible for the ski jumps and the speed skating arena and the Olympic arena. They run Mount Van Hovenberg also, which is where we have all the cross country competition takes place. They're groomed trails with snowmaking. So if you want to go cross-country skiing instead of alpine, you can go over to Mount Van Hovenberg and hit that. So with that said, I just want to make sure that everyone understands that the whole idea of this podcast is to make our region better. And the idea is to make Whiteface better. And so for that, I am going to bring in people that I know that ski and have skied at Whiteface Mountain for years. They're very familiar with the practices of the mountain and how it's run. And some of them are going to have some complaints. They're going to talk about snowmaking, and they're going to talk about grooming, and they're going to talk about when they open up and if there are late openings and whatnot. But I think to get a whole series of people expressing their views would be very healthy for the Olympic Regional Development Authority to listen to us talk candidly. Now, these are all people that aren't going anyplace else. They're skiing at Whiteface because, like myself, they love the mountain. There's nothing to argue about as far as the mountain being the best skiing in the East, but we want to make it better. So that's what this is all about. And folks, I hope you stay tuned because there will be a series coming after this one. Today, during the week and next weekend, I'm planning on having several of these individuals that ski at the mountain every day to give their opinions about how we can make it better. So thanks for listening. This is the Dr. Raymond Havlicek podcast. I'm now going to turn on my music. Knees. Don't get too far over your skis.